rates. Terms apply.
Republican Senator Rand Paul has been awarded just under $600,000 in a lawsuit against a neighbor who attacked him back in 2017. The jury awarded Paul just under $8,000 in medical damages, $200,000 for pain and suffering, and $375,000 for punitive damages. Paul joins Fox News and says he's just happy to have the situation behind him.
You know, my wife and I have had a tough year, me in particular physically, and I'm still healing. We're glad to have the court case over. To us, the court case wasn't really just about us. It was also about all of us in the sense that it's to send a signal that violence isn't the way we should resolve our differences. You know, we all have differences, and you get on the Internet, and the hatred is so awful out there. Political differences, religious differences, and even day-to-day differences with the people who live around us. We've got to resolve these things peacefully, and that's a mark of America and our civilization, is not resolving things violently.
Despite calls for her to cancel her show, Mariah Carey performed in Saudi Arabia on Thursday. A women's activist group had started a petition to shut down the concert because of the jailing of a women's rights advocate in the kingdom. When asked for comment, a publicist for Carey, who has never before performed in Saudi Arabia, said that they hoped this would be a positive step towards women's rights. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McAtee, and the weather is... Today it's cloudy with a high of 20 and a low of 80. Tomorrow we should see partly cloudy skies with a high of 37 and a low of 24. And Sunday we'll finish out the weekend with partly cloudy again at 44 and 25. So the temperature's on the uprise from the cold, frigid weather we had this week.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Larry McAtee from Home Team Inspection Service. This is the premier edition of Health and Home. We'll be broadcasting from 3 to 4 on Fridays. Every other Friday, we'll be doing a show on home inspection and home maintenance. I'll be bringing in guests from all over the county to talk about taking care of your home. People don't realize that your house is part of the family and will age and need attention and need repair just like people do. On the second and fourth weekend and Friday of the month, Jeff Hazard will be joining us. Jeff is a fitness coach, and he has a business here in Flemington called Elevation Fitness. I'll be covering for the first couple weeks because Jeff is away on a personal thing, so we'll go from there. Today is the inaugural presentation, so I thought I'd start out a little bit about myself so you know who I am and where I come from. I currently live in Bud Lake, New Jersey, but I did live in Raritan Township for a while. I was in a fire company back in 1987 through 1991. Saw a period of rapid growth in the area and actually built the third station over on Barley Sheaf Road there. So I was past president, so I have some roots here, but spend most of my time up in Morris County. I have a degree in business, and I spent the last 30 years in technology sales before I bought my company, Home Team Inspection Service. Home Team Inspection does home inspections for people buying a house or people selling a house. What we do is we look for problems in the house and identify them and basically just tell people what the story of the house is. Many people don't know what an inspection is, and they fear it. But we tell the story of the house, and every house has a story, whether it's 1 year old or 2 years old or, you know, it's 50 years old. They all have stories, and there should be nothing to fear, and you should just want to know what you're going to buy. Keep saying Are we in a commercial? No, are we in a commercial? Let's talk about home inspection a little bit and preparing for a home inspection. A home inspection is a non-invasive visual inspection of your home. Some people think the inspector can find everything wrong with the house, whether it's hidden or not, and that's not the case. A home inspector comes into a house, and it's an unemotional view of the house, and you're ready to buy. Considering that you spend less time in a house you're going to purchase than a car you're going to purchase, and yet the house will be the biggest investment you'll make in your life. Also, when you're looking at a house and you're deciding whether to put an offer in, you don't crawl through the attic. You don't crawl into the crawl space. Can you imagine a homeowner if you decided to pull down the stairs and walk through his attic? So you're paying a home inspector to do that. And that's after the fact that you know, before a home inspector comes in, you look at the house, you decide, you make an offer, and there's an acceptance. You go through attorney review, and you might even get an appraisal first. And then the home inspector comes in. And some people fear the home inspector. They think they're going to take apart the deal. But most home inspectors, if they're good, they're looking for things in the house that need attention. I like to say, tell people I'm looking for things that are dangerous, first, safety issues. Second, things that are going to cost you money, and things that are going to cost you heartache. In the state of New Jersey, they describe a material defect as anything that substantially affects the price of the house. So the report focuses in on those things. But when I do an inspection, I usually there with the buyer, and I'll explain things to them. Depending on the buyer, if you've bought many houses, you may know these things. If it's your first house and the only thing you experience is HGTV, you might be not aware of things that you have to do. And water is the biggest enemy in any house. Water will cause decay, will cause collapse, it will cause rot, it'll cause mold. So basically, you want to manage the water in the house. That's why the roof is so important in the siding, and also the gutters and how you manage the water away from the property. Many people have gutters that dump water within 2 feet of the foundation, and guess where that water's going? It's going back against the foundation, back against your basement, back against your crawl space, and creates water and also creates humidity in the house. So the first thing I tell people is to manage the water away from the house. Your gutters are collecting thousands of gallons when it rains. You want to manage that, get it 3 to 4 or 5 feet away from the property and get it sloped away. The second thing is to manage the slope of property. Many people dump mulch, and I'm guilty of this myself. Every year I dump mulch in, and by year four, the mulch is higher than it's higher away from my house than it is against the wall. So now all the water's leaving the house and then coming back in against the house. Make sure you rake and you take the slope away from your house to keep the water. That's a key thing. But the house inspection is that. In the state of New Jersey, you're regulated by the state of New Jersey with rules and regulations for a house inspector. So everybody should be doing the same job minimally. Now, the extras are what count. Basically, we all inspect the structure, the exterior, the roofing, the plumbing, the electrical, the HVAC, the interior, the insulation and the ventilation, fireplaces and solid fuel burning applications. Those are the things we're looking at in a house, basically. We're not looking for bad carpet. We're not looking for bad paint colors. I'm not looking for a small hole in a sheetrock wall. I'm looking for things that are going to substantially affect your ability to sell the house or your ability to fix it. I'm also looking for safety things. Home inspectors are not code officials. Now, I'll say that again. We're not code officials. Code is a whole different ballgame. And usually in a township, you have a code official. The reason we're not code officials is a house that's 30 years old may have 10 levels of code in it. 30 years ago, we didn't have GFCIs. So if you have a 30-year-old house that hadn't had any renovation work in it, likely that your kitchen counters don't have GFCIs in them. It doesn't make it wrong. It just makes it less safe than today's standards. Now, if they did a renovation in the kitchen, it should have GFCI outlets in the kitchen. So understand that a home inspector is not going to bring your house up to code and not going to identify every code violation. He will point out GFCIs that are not missing, that are maybe in the bathroom, because if you don't have them there, you should have them there. And we would recommend you get a licensed electrician and get a GFCI put in there, only for your personal safety, no, not for any other reason, not for code violation, but because it's a good idea. The other thing that people assume as inspector is that he's an expert in everything. I like to give the analogy as a home inspector is a general practitioner. A general practitioner, you go to and you tell them that you have a pain in your chest. What do? They send you to a cardiologist. You go to your general practitioner and you tell him your arm hurts. He'll look at it, and if he thinks it's worthy, he's going to send you to an orthopedic. Well, that's what a home inspector does. He comes in, and or she, I don't want to be sexist there, but they come in and they look at the house, and if they find an electrical problem, they refer you to a licensed electrician. One of the hard parts is I may know how to fix it, but I can't tell you how to fix it because I'm not a licensed electrician. And if I was wrong and you do it and get hurt, I'd be liable for that advice. So basically, I go in and I look at it, and if I see things that are out of the ordinary or amateur in nature, I'm going to refer you to a licensed electrician to have come in and do the evaluation. That's what you want me to do. Now, I see nothing wrong. You don't need an electrician. Same thing with the plumbing. Same thing with the roof. Same thing with any major system. We're going to refer you to the professionals that have licensed trades. That, and the reason why they're licensed is because it's a serious thing to look at. I'm not sure what timer am I watching. It pops up? Okay. So we're looking at that, and we're looking at things like that. We can also not identify things. I mean, you might look at something and we say, oh, my God, that looks like mold. I can't call it mold. Unfortunately, I mean, if it looks like mold, it probably is mold. But, you know, unless it's tested by a lab, there's no way I can call it mold. A lot of things look like mold. Mildew looks like mold, but it's not mold. And also, mold is not the big worry that you have. I have a segment later coming. It's called The Five Myths of Mold, and it talks about mold and what you can do about it. And we'll cover that. And we're going to cover many of these topics in depth later on with some professionals. We'll be bringing plumbers and electricians and real estate agents in to talk about these things. But we can't identify it. It's the same thing with asbestos. If you have 9x9 tiles in your house, and your house was built in 1950, and they're cracking on the floor, more than likely they're asbestos. Can't tell you they're asbestos. I can say they're asbestos-like material until we have a lab tested. These are things that you want to know about. And if you're buying a house, you want to know the exposure. It doesn't mean don't buy the house. It means that you've got to realize that, okay, I have asbestos in the basement. It's fine. It's not airborne. I don't have to worry about it. But when I go to sell, it may be an issue. Or you may want to have it mitigated now. Mold is one of those things. If it looks like mold, clean it. Remove the moisture. Mold follows moisture. So if you clean the mold and don't remove the moisture source, the mold's coming back. And not all mold is the deadly mold you read about or you hear about. It's not something you want in your house, but it's everywhere. They can test the air here, and we have mold spores in the air from Georgia. Mold travels very quickly, and it'll grow anywhere there's moisture and heat. So we'll go into that in later sessions, too. Roof. Roof is something that most people don't understand because they look at it, they'll never get up on it, and that's a good thing. Okay, first. In 315, or now. We'll be back. I'm going to do a quick commercial, and thank you for your patience.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, I'm back. Let's talk about how to prepare for a home inspection. Many years are going to sell your house, and it baffles me when I go into a house and the seller has done nothing to the house when they know an inspector's coming. There are things you can do to help sell your house, help command the top dollar. I mean, you know, you got to straighten up. That's the bottom line. It has to be neat and clean. But it also has to be organized, because when I go to look underneath the kitchen sink, if I can't see the pipes, you know what my response is? Limited view, can't view underneath the sink. Now, if you had a buyer, that leaves them with a question. They start thinking, is the kitchen sink leaking? Is it dirty in there? Is there mold? Straighten up, clean up. Know that the inspector is going to look in these spots. If the access to your attic's in a closet, make room for it. You don't want me climbing through the hatch in the attic and dropping crumbs and pieces of insulation from the attic on your clothes. So understand, I'm going in the attic, and if I can't get in the attic, I have to put a limitation. And I don't advise anybody to buy a house that they haven't seen the attic. So if I can't get into the attic, my advice to the buyer is ask them for access and ask them for the extra money for me to come back and look in the attic, because I don't come back for free. It's something that, you know, it takes time, and people say, why do you charge? I say, well, you know, my day is booked, and if I have to come back to walk around the attic or to crawl around the attic to see what's up there, it's expensive. So prepare that. Check for your plumbing leaks. Every house will have a plumbing leak at one time or another. If your bathroom sink is leaking a little bit, fix the elbow, tighten the wrench, clean it up, clean the water stain. Know that I'm going to be looking for these things, and they're going to create problems at close, and they're going to cost you money. I mean, that's the bottom line, people, is everything is relative to money. It's going to cost you money, or it's going to cost you time and effort, and your buyer's going to walk, and then it's going to cost you money again. So it's funny how it comes down to that. Also, the pre-home inspections are a good thing. You can pay for one and have somebody come in. And in New Jersey, you have to do a written report, and you do an inspection just like you would if you were buying it, and it tells you what's wrong with the house. The downside, some people will say, is it's part of disclosure now, because if you discover that you have a leak in your sewer system, they have to report it in their disclosure. Some people would say that's a good thing. It's an honest thing to do, but it's funny. People won't necessarily lie selling their house, but they won't remember everything. They don't remember that the bathroom leaks. They don't remember they had a roof leak, or that last hurricane put 2 inches of water in the basement. So they won't outright lie to you. If you say, did you have water, they probably would tell you yes, but they don't offer it. So understand, I'm looking for those telltale signs, and I've been trained to look for those. So that's what you're paying for in a house inspection. You're paying for somebody who's looked at houses sometimes 3-4 a day for the last couple of days. I mean, they're going to be better at it than you are. And you're also invested emotionally into your house. It's like when you see that car you want, you don't see any of the flaws. When you see that house you want, you don't see any of the flaws in the house. You don't see the bad furnace. You don't see the water heater that it's not plumbed right. You don't see the amateur electric work. You also don't know where to look. One of the biggest things I find is people put extra insulation in their attic, and they block the soffits. Your roof is supposed to be as cold as the outside. People who try to close their attic off don't understand the ventilation in your attic is supposed to come up through the soffits, rise up along the plywood, and out through the gable vents or the ridge vents. If you block the soffits, you block the airflow. And then the more moist air that will leak through the house, which always does it, I don't care how good it is, the better it is, the better it's sealed, the better it is. But warm moist air will penetrate through around light junction boxes, around fans, around cracks, into the attic. And then the moisture will have nowhere to go but to gather on your plywood. And then you'll have a black mold, you'll have a mold form in the attic. And that's from the moisture. So you want the air in your attic to ventilate. You also don't want to insulate your rafters. If you're not going to condition the space in the attic, you don't put insulation on your roof. A lot of people also add insulation to their attic, and they leave the foil on it. If there's a layer of insulation on your attic, and it's got a vapor barrier against, now remember, the vapor barrier needs to be towards the warm side. So the paper or craft face or aluminum face should be down against the sheetrock. And what that does, it doesn't allow the moisture to come through into the attic and permeate the insulation, making it useless and also making extra moisture in the attic. So you want to make sure that the foil or the vapor barrier is down towards the warm space. But when you add that second layer, you got to either buy insulation that doesn't have any vapor barrier, or you have to take the vapor barrier off. Many times I get in an attic and there's another layer, but there's a second layer of vapor barrier. That's trapping moisture in your attic. Two things it does. It makes the insulation less effective because it's holding moisture, and the moisture will conduct the heat and the cold, and it traps it there. So now you have a possibility of growth of mold, but you also have a field day for mice, insects, because they love the warm, moist air. Mice love insulation, and they need moisture. They need to drink just like you or I. So if you give them the moisture and you give them that in a nice warm bed, don't expect that you might find some mice in your attic. So, and also in crawl spaces, insulation's a big thing. People put insulation in the crawl space. They crawl in, they look up, they put the insulation up, and they staple it up. Guess what? The foil's facing the wrong way. The foil has to face the other side. When you put it that way, I guarantee the insulation will get wet, and you'll think it's coming from the roof, but it's actually coming right through the plywood into your insulation. So in the crawl spaces especially, make sure you put the vapor barrier the correct way. So those are some of the things that you can look for. But when you're selling your house, I mean, the biggest thing is straighten it up, make access to things that you know I'm going to look at. When I get to the tub, don't have a million tub things in the tub in the way, because I'm going to turn on the shower, I'm going to run the toilet, I'm going to run the sinks, I'm going to run your dishwasher. You don't know how many times I've gone to a house, open the dishwasher, and it's stacked with stuff that can't be run. I mean, there might be paper stuff in there or ovens. I mean, people put stuff in their ovens. I mean, we want to run things and make sure systems work in the house. So you got to make sure it's organized. The garage, I have to be able to get to the electric box. People, electric box code says you have to have 36 inches in front of it. That's a safety thing. You really want to have access to that, because God forbid you have an electrical fire. You want to be able to shut off the electric. You don't want to be climbing over things in your garage or your basement. Make sure you have a clear access to it. Plus, I'm going to get to it, and I'm going to open it. So if I have to climb over things or can't get to it, then it becomes a problem. So be aware that, you know, an inspector's coming into your house to look at your house, and he's going to look at everything. So, you know, don't think that just because you pile it up, it becomes either a limitation, and now the buyer's concerned, and it may concern them to back out. But we're looking for major things, too, don't remember. I tell people my report's a negative report. It's a report about what I find in the house that is not right. It's not a report about the great look of the great view out of the living room or the perfect deck. It's about the things that we find wrong, like electric outlets that are wired backwards. If you do your own electric work, make sure you know what you're doing. Otherwise, hire a licensed electrician, because you don't know how many times I find outlets where the ground wire, the hot wire and the ground wire are reversed. Now, we have a special tool that you plug in, and it shows us this. I don't take it apart, but it's not a good thing to have. The electric will still work, but it's not work. The current is not working in the right direction, and it can cause problems with sensitive electrical equipment like iPads and phones, and we all have them. So be careful with this stuff. This is what you got to look out for. And when you're buying a house, you should do this first, because why pay me and then have me find things that you could have already found? I don't like when I find that things wrong and somebody doesn't buy the house, because then they just paid me to do an inspection for a house they're not going to buy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I get paid, and that's what you're paying me for. But at the same time, if there are obvious things that are there, you should notice this when you go through the house. You should also take notes when you go through the house, because when I come for an inspection, and if you notice something and you want me to check it out, I love for people to say, hey, listen, I looked at the chimney, and I saw something in the chimney. Can you look at it for me better? Sure, I'm gladly look at it very well. I mean, you know, take the time to look at it more thoroughly. But there are also times where I come into the house and the bricks are laying in the front yard and the chimney's falling apart, and the agent and the buyer say to me, oh, I never noticed that before. Tell you people, I'm flabbergasted when that happens, because I'm saying, you're paying me a lot of money to come in to tell you something that you could have saw yourself. It doesn't make a lot of sense. So look at those details and decide whether they're worthy or you're worried about. I can tell you every house has a price and every house has a story. I bought a house and I put a roof, siding and windows, three bathrooms and a kitchen in it before I moved in it. So trust me, I knew there was a lot of problems with it, and I still got bit. I moved in and the hot water heater was leaking. Now, the previous owner had stuffed rags in to hide the leak. You know what my attorney told me? Go out and buy a new water heater. It was cheaper to go out and buy the water heater than it was to fight to make a complaint about it and try to get $400 back from the owner. And you know what? The lawyer gave me some solid advice. I mean, it's a 25-year-old water heater. Guess what? I went out and bought a new one, had it in, and then that was done. So also understand, if you're buying a $300,000-$400,000 house and it has something like a bad water heater, don't let a $500 water heater stop you from buying it. Maybe you want to negotiate that. That's up to you and your attorney and your agent. But at the same time, are you going to tell me that if the house is perfect for you and everything else is what you want and it's in the location you want, are you going to let a $400 water heater keep you from buying it? There are very few things that should keep you from buying the house if you really want it. Foundation issues are big because they can be thousands of dollars. Roofing issues can be big because they can be thousands of dollars. But even a furnace is $6,000. If you're getting a 30-year mortgage, $6,000 over time is not that big unless you're really scrapping to buy it. So you have to know what your exposure is and what you can absorb and what you're comfortable doing yourself. Don't forget, every house needs maintenance. I've seen a brand-new house that still needs maintenance. So don't think you can buy a house, and I think HGTV does us a disservice in a sense. They show you these perfect houses that you move in and you think nothing happens. But as soon as you start living in it, that house starts aging with you. So just like your kids and just like your wife and just like your husband, it's going to age with you. It's going to have some breakdowns. It's going to need some repairs. It's going to need a doctor. The house does age, and technology changes, and our needs change. I mean, who would ever thought that we would be hanging flat screens on two-thirds of the rooms in the house now? I mean, years ago, you had one TV in one room. Today, I have a flat screen in the living room. I got a flat screen in the bedroom. The kids got flat screens for the games. I said, you know, that's changed the whole structure. So a house that's built 50 years ago doesn't have the structure to support that. You got to make sure that you build the support in to mount it and to do it right. Also, who had outlets and cables 6 feet on the wall? I mean, we had one cable connection in the living room, and, we changed the channel. We all fought because we had to get up and change the channel. Today, we all have remotes and things, and we have wireless and everything else. So understand that the needs of the house change, and when you got to keep in mind when the house was built. Another thing I find when I do the house inspection, everybody likes open concept. Open concept's beautiful on a blueprint, and it's nice when the family's all together. But if you ever try to watch a football game in open concept and your wife's family's in the kitchen, I can't hear the TV when I'm in three rooms away. Now, if it was open concept, I'd never hear anything. That's why man invented the man cave, because they can't hear anything when it's open concept and everybody's in the same room. So, I married a nice Italian woman. I tell you, when her family's together and they're all in the kitchen, you don't hear anything in the house anywhere. But, open concept, it looked good on paper. But you know what? It is what it is. And it's nice at Christmas time. We're all sitting and we can fit 20 people in the living room. We all see each other. That's nice. But I said, to watch the Super Bowl, not so nice. So be careful what you're looking at. And also do a good job. I mean, ask the inspector what they're going to inspect or Google it. Because you can do this first when you go through the house. Now, if you get a list and it's a bad list and you don't want to consider the house, decide that then. Why pay me to come in to tell you something you already know? Pay me to crawl around the attic, crawl around the crawl space, look at the water, look behind the walls if I can. But don't forget, there are many things. I was in a finished basement today that had a cast iron sewer pipe. Now, there had to be 40 feet of cast iron pipe behind this wall, and I couldn't see it. I'm exempt from latent defects. What latent defects means is hidden defects. A cast iron pipe that's 50 years old, subject to failure. If it fails, people say, oh, you should have saw that. You should have worn it. I can't see that. I can't tell you it's a failure, and I can't report a failure that's not there. Okay, well, we're going to head to our quick commercials, a couple commercials. And we'll be back. I'm still getting used to the board, so give me a few minutes, and we'll get set. Thanks.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is insisting that a massive border wall be built.
We have other wall that's under construction, and we're giving out a lot of contracts. So we're building the wall. It's getting built one way or the other.
Talking at the White House today, President Trump again called on Congress to give him billions of dollars to finish that wall. The president calls out Democrats once again over border funding.
6 months ago, we really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, and I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself.
Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone heads back to court today in Washington, D.C. for a status hearing. His appearance comes one day after prosecutors started working to share evidence they've collected against him as they prepare for trial. Stone was asked if he plans to cooperate with the special counsel.
All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration's pulling the nation out of another treaty. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the formal announcement on Friday morning that the U.S. is withdrawing from the decades-old nuclear treaty with Russia, known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. He says Russia's been violating it for years.
Russia has jeopardized the United States security interest, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
The treaty had been signed by then-President Ronald Reagan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is talking about missing the Super Bowl after a blown call in an NFC championship game.
I've lived my life by worrying about the things that I can control. I know there were things that happened in that game before and after that call that were within our control, that we could have done better, that would have resulted, I think, in a win.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has been awarded just under $600,000 in a lawsuit against a neighbor who attacked him back in 2017. The jury awarded Paul just under $8,000 in medical damages, $200,000 for pain and suffering, and $375,000 for punitive damages. Paul joins Fox News and says he's just happy to have the situation behind him.
You know, my wife and I have had a tough year, me in particular physically, and I'm still healing. We're glad to have the court case over. To us, the court case wasn't really just about us. It was also about all of us in the sense that it's to send a signal that violence isn't the way we should resolve our differences. You know, we all have differences, and you get on the Internet, and the hatred is so awful out there. Political differences, religious differences, and even day-to-day differences with the people who live around us. We've got to resolve these things peacefully, and that's a mark of America and our civilization, is not resolving things violently.
Despite calls for her to cancel her show, Mariah Carey performed in Saudi Arabia on Thursday. A women's activist group had started a petition to shut down the concert because of the jailing of a women's rights advocate in the kingdom. When asked for comment, a publicist for Carey, who has never before performed in Saudi Arabia, said that they hoped this would be a positive step towards women's rights. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, welcome back. I appreciate the patience, and we'll get better with this as we do this more often, and we'll have some guests lined up. My first guest is going to be a real estate agent. He's going to talk about the home process and what you need to do in when you're looking for a home. And you might be surprised at what time is the best time to list a house or what to do beforehand. And we'll get into that with real estate, and we'll talk about common defects. Today I'm going to talk about, for the remaining time, it's the 10 most common home defects. These are issues that happen in a house. And the things that we find, the 10 most common things in the house. Understand Foundation drainage is the number one thing. Is you want to make sure, we talked about this a little bit before, but we'll also talk about a schedule. It's the dead of winter right now, so it's probably not the time to go outside and check your gutters. I wouldn't advise you to with all the ice and everything out there, but the time to do that is in the fall before the ice forms, because your gutters are just as important in the winter as they are in the summer. Ice dams are cause major damage, and there's nothing you can do about it during the winter. So you want to take care of these things in the springtime or in the fall. You want to look at it at the end of the winter and make repairs, but in the fall you want to prepare for the winter because everybody wants to hunker down for the winter. You really don't want to be doing outside work. But you look at gutter spouts. Make sure they're some people say 6 to 10 feet away. You want to get them running that way. You want to get them running away from the house. If the ground runs that way, then you can probably the downspout doesn't have to extend that far. But if it's not, you want to extend it further. Many houses have underground dry wells. What a dry well is you'll get a contract usually. You'll dig a big hole and they'll put either a cement tank in there with holes in it and fill it with gravel, and the water will go into there and then it just disseminates into the ground. Some people make homemade dry wells, which are just big holes full of gravel, and they'll run the downspouts in there. If you do that, make sure you make a map, because when you go to sell it, people are going to ask you, where are the dry wells? If you don't have that, it becomes, I don't know, and then it's just another thing that you don't want to have to answer. So keep in mind that anything you do, try to document. So the foundation, buckling walls, people think cracks in foundations, they panic. Typically, vertical cracks are not a problem. They're settlement cracks. Unless they're disjointed and they're out of alignment or they're gaping holes, you'll have some settlement cracks in a foundation. Also, a lot of cracks in a foundation that you see are in the parchment. The parchment is the coating over the cinder blocks. That's like about half inch, a quarter inch of cement that they smooth over the blocks to make it look good. They usually do it on the outside of the house. And if the crack is on the outside and it extends to the inside, then it's time to get a structural contractor in to look at it to make sure there's not a problem. The other thing to do is cracks are like moles. Take a picture. Look at it a year from now. If the house is 60 years old and there's a vertical crack and it hasn't changed in 10 years, it's probably not going to change again for another 60 years. But if it's a year-old home and it's a huge crack, then it's something to be concerned about because the house is moving. Don't forget, the house does move. You will have a 60-year-old house will not have a perfectly level floor, so the foundation will move over time. I did a house up in on the Delaware. It was 120 years old and had a rubble finish, and that basement was probably one of the better basements I've seen. And somebody said to me, well, it's rubble finish. I said, yeah, but if it didn't move in 120 years, it's probably not moving in the next 10. So look for that. Horizontal cracks are a different story. If you have horizontal cracks in your basement, especially at the ground level or inside at the ground level, you want to get those checked, especially if they're expansive and they're long in length. I had one that was 14 feet long, and it was about a half inch wide, and it was the ground outside was pushing in the wall. There are many things they can do. They can dig down and relieve the pressure from the outside. They can put carbon fiber straps on the wall to support it, but you do need a structural engineer to look at that. So, and don't delay, because the longer you delay, the more expensive the repair can be. So keep an eye on those things. And also on the outside, the small cracks, seal them. Seal them and so the water doesn't get in them. Because what happens to the water in this part of the country? The water will get in every crack, and then it freezes and it expands and it makes the crack worse. So you always have to be looking at your foundation, and you always want to be maintaining it. Cinder blocks, you get effervescence with water. That's the water that comes through the block. If it's not managed, it can create mold. If it's behind a finished wall and the water's coming through and it has nowhere to go, you need a dewatering specialist. You need somebody who manages the water, because the water won't go away. It's going to keep coming. And it may be that the house wasn't sealed right from the outside. It might be that the groundwater's risen. You might need a sump pump. For those of you who don't know what a sump pump is, a sump pump is a hole in the ground in the basement where they put a water pump with a float on it that actually drains the water from underneath the house and pumps it away from the house. So foundation is one of the big things. Brick veneers. A lot of people have brick veneers. You got to look for cracks and pulling away from the house. It's probably not a structural defect because it won't affect the house, but it can be a very expensive repair. So you want to look at the bricks and make sure that they're in line and that water's not getting behind them. The other thing that can happen with brick veneer is if the water is getting behind the brick, it can breed mold and rot on your front of your house or on the sides of your house. So you want to make sure you look at your bricks. Small cracks in bricks are not something to be concerned with, but stair-step cracks that penetrate the bricks for several feet, Yeah, time to get a structural engineer to make sure what's happening. Because if it happens in the veneer on the front of the house, normally the structure behind it is shifted too. So that's what you want to do. You want to keep looking at those things. Another big thing, it's a scary thing, is the electrical defects. Now, anybody that's seen, done their own electrical work, you're either scared or you know what you're doing. But a lot of people don't know what they're doing. So if you don't know what you're doing, stay away from the electrical work in your house and get a licensed electrician. There are some repairs that the homeowner can do, changing switch, maybe running an outlet, things like that, changing an outlet. But when it gets to opening up that circuit breaker box and inserting circuit breakers into the back panel, I suggest you get a licensed electrician. It's always best, unless you have training in that. Also, have access to it. Many homes I go to, you can't get to the electric box. You need access to it because, God forbid, there's a situation where you need to shut off the circuits. You want to get access to it. Or even it just blows the circuit and you want to turn it back on. Do you want to really be moving the shelf loaded with paint cans? I don't think so. Also, during an inspection, he's going to look at it. In the electric box, a lot of people think they know what they're doing, but sub-panels are different than main panels. And many people will cross neutral wires and ground wires and things like that. You have to know what you're doing. And don't double tap. Double tap is when you put two wires in one circuit breaker. When I open a box and I see a lot of those, I know the homeowner has done a lot of work themselves. No licensed electrician would do that. So understand there are telltale signs of homeowners doing their own electrical work. And it's something to be concerned about because you want to be safe in your house, and electrical fires can be serious. Aluminum wiring. Let's talk about aluminum wiring for a few minutes. Aluminum wiring is something that happened in the 60s into the 70s, and it was because there was a copper shortage, and they tell us it was because of copper. They were using them for shells in the Vietnam War, and they used aluminum wiring. Aluminum wiring in itself is not, you know, that it's not bad. I mean, the service wire coming into your house more than likely is aluminum because the power company, it's a big gauge, and it's an expensive wire, and they use aluminum. It's when you mishandle aluminum with the copper and you mix and match and you don't know what you're doing, that aluminum wiring becomes a problem. If you have aluminum wiring in your house and there's been work done, make sure you have a licensed electrician look at it. There are ways to stabilize the aluminum wiring from pigtails to replacement, but you have to make sure you use the right devices on the end of it too. You need to use the right devices for light switches and outlets, as well as how to tie it together. When you tie a copper wire to an aluminum wire, you have to bind it, and only a licensed electrician can do that the right way. So understand, if you have aluminum wiring, take extra care and get the advice of a licensed electrician when you look at that. But it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's just that you have to know that you have it, and you have to know how to use it and how to expand with it. You just don't can't link a copper wire to an aluminum wire and put a wire nut on it. That's just not the way to handle it. What happens is the aluminum wire expands when it gets hot. So does the copper, but the aluminum expands more. So then when it cools off and it heats up and it cools off, it creates a gap. And then you have some arcing going on between the aluminum and the copper, and you can cause a fire. So when you have aluminum wiring, make sure you get the advice of a licensed electrician before you do any major work. Also, you know, if you've done your work and you're taking the covers off, you've got to cover live wires. Never leave a live wire. Okay, we're going to hit a commercial break right now. I'm sorry about that.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888 803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, guys, I'm back. Got a few minutes here before we wrap up today, and appreciate your patience, and hope you come back next Friday and listen to my second show. Still getting used to all the buttons in here, and appreciate the help from the chamber here. It keeps me from going dead air with you. But we're going to be covering the health of the home, and the name of the segment is Health and Home, because on the odd weeks we're going to have Jeff Hazard here from Elevation Fitness, and he's going to talk about eating right and exercising and that. And it's funny because Jeff and I go way back, and it, you know, you talk about burning bridges, and you should never do that because you never know where life's going to run you. But I worked for Jeff's father many years ago, right out of college, and actually I gave him more responsibility. He's probably my biggest mentor other than my father, and helped me create my career. And I spent 30 years in the field. So and Jeff was in grammar school at the time, and then working for me at one point, and then now we're back together here on the radio. So listen for Jeff in a couple weeks. He had to step away next week in a couple weeks because I think he has some personal issues he's got to take care of. And then he's going to hopefully join us then and to do that on the odd weeks. But we're going to cover the house. I have a website and an email address, L McEntee. It's L-M-C-E-N-T-E-E at hometeam.com. That's L McEntee at hometeam.com. Also have a Facebook. We're live streaming right now, so you can visit me there. If you have any comments or you want any subject covered, feel free to list it or send me an email, and I'll try to bring the professional in. Because in the next few weeks, like I said, I'll be bringing an electrician in and let an electrician talk to you. If we have questions for them, it'd be great, because I'd like to hear from the professionals. One of the things I'm not afraid to do during an inspection is say, I don't know, but I'll find out. A man named Sid Weiss taught me this. Back in 1987, when I first went into the technology business, he was the CIO of a pharmaceutical company up in Morris County. And I was sitting across from him, and he asked me some technical speed information about a computer, the systems that he was going to buy for me. And he looked at me and says, before you answer, Larry, I already know the answer. So let me give you some advice. He says, never tell anybody something you know you're not sure of, and don't be afraid to say, I don't know. But follow it up with, I don't know, but I'll find out. And that's my advice to you today is you know, if you don't know, say it. Get the expert in there. Nobody can know everything, and every time I do a house, I see something new. Hopefully my schooling's prepared me. In New Jersey, by the way, we have to go to 140 hours of schooling, and then we have to spend 40 hours in the field, and we have to continue ed credits of 40 credits every 2 years. So it's pretty steep, and you have to pass a national test. So it's not like we're out here and just hanging our shingles. And one of the shows I'll talk about the history of home inspections and where it came from. Because in 1985, only 1 in 10 homes were inspected. And today, 9 out of 10 homes are inspected. They're getting more complicated and they're getting more costly. And it makes sense to have a home inspection. So if you're looking for a home inspector, make sure you do your research. Make sure they know what they're doing. And make sure they're the person that you want to do the inspection. Because you have to be able to talk to them. I love to talk to the client. At the same time, I have to get the inspection done, but questions are welcome. And just like now, if you want to call in, or I mean, not call in, but send an email, it's the best way. You can do that, and we can, I'm trying to adjust my time here to make sure we're on that time. We got 3:51. We got a few minutes, but that's what we're doing. So we'll continue with what we were doing before. The home defects, electrical work is a big one. It draws a big flag because it's what people don't understand, and what people don't understand, they will fear. Look at your electric box outside. Look at your meter. Look at your service line. Make sure they're not worn out. Service lines do wear out. They're out there in the weather, and their insulation does become wear. So check these things out before you list your house. It's a lot easier to get them fixed now than when you're in negotiations. Roofing. Now, a roof is something, get outside and look at it with binoculars. Look at the roof. Look at the condition of it. Look for bumps. Look in the seams. Typically, a roof doesn't leak in the middle of a flat part. It leaks around a penetration. It leaks around a seam. It leaks around the chimney. So look at those things and call a professional when you find something that needs to be addressed. Asphalt roofs are probably the most common, but there are cedar shakes out there. There are slate roofs out there. Be careful. Don't climb on the roof unless you know what you're doing. A roof is a lot steeper than you think it is, and it's a lot steeper on the way down than it is on the way up. Take my advice. I've climbed many a roof and got to the peak and come down on my butt because I'm afraid to walk down the roof. So understand, and I was a fireman for many years, and I still, the roofs can scare you because the ground comes up fast, trust me. If you had repair work done in the house, make sure you keep the receipts and make sure you keep the paperwork. There's nothing wrong with having work done in your house. People think it's embarrassing, but if you had the roof repaired and you have a receipt for it, show the people, hey, yeah, I had a leak, and that's why that stain's there, but I had it fixed. Here's the receipt, here's the roofer, and maybe the warranty's transferable. So keep an eye on those things, and don't throw them away. Keep them in an envelope that for the house because, you know, I've been in my house 30 years, and, you know, I have the receipts from the first furnace. I have the receipts from the radon mitigation system I put in. I have the receipts from the siding company, and I also have samples. So, I mean, those are something that when I go to sell the house, the new homeowner, it's priceless to have that kind of information. So don't be afraid to keep that, and don't be afraid to tell people that you had repairs done. The fact that you didn't have repairs done sets up a red flag because every house will need it sooner or later. Heating systems. Let's talk about heating systems. The oil, gas, propane. If you had an oil tank in the ground and you had it pulled out and inspected, keep the paperwork. Keep the certification from the township handy and keep it in an envelope. Put it next to the furnace. That way there's no questions asked. When I get to a house and I see two holes in the wall and I see a brand new oil tank in the basement, it tells me there was a buried oil tank. Now the buyer is going to pay for a tank search. And if they find a tank, then you're going to have to pay to dig it up, and then you're going to have to pay to inspect it to make sure that it's not leaking oil. So if you did it right, make sure you keep the paperwork. If you still have a buried oil tank, consider digging it out soon because the liability is there for that oil leak, and it's going to be very difficult to sell the house with a buried oil tank. Most people will run from a house with a buried oil tank because the exposure is huge. Because once you buy the house, if that tank leaks or there's any oil residue found, you're responsible for the cleanup. So with the oil tanks, there used to be a program from the state. Unfortunately, it's gone away, but I think they're still taking applications, but there's no funds in it. They were paying people to take it out of the ground. I had my oil tank taken out, and the state wrote me a check for $3,000 to take it out of the ground. It's a good program, and hopefully maybe the new governor will bring it back. Maybe you can write your senator and ask him why they're not doing it anymore, because it was encouraging people to take tanks out of the ground, because it's better for all of us if we take those tanks out and put them above ground or in the basement. I recommend a Roth tank. It's a double wall tank, and it's safety, and you know that way you're protecting the environment. Air filters. Make sure you change your air filters. Nothing worse than having a home inspection and pulling out the air filter and have it in, look like a vacuum bag. Get a few extra filters and leave them there. You should be changing your filter at least twice a year, if not more. If you have an air conditioner heater, I would change it 4 times a year. And you can get everything from a simple filter to a HEPA filter, depending on your house and whether you have allergies, the better filters. So seek your HVAC expert. But many times I go to a house and there's no filter in the fan. It's full of dust. It makes your furnace work a lot harder than it needs to. Well, we got about a minute left to go here today, and Hope you enjoyed the show. I know I jumped around a bit. I'm still getting used to the atmosphere, and I promise I'll have more for you in the future. But we'll see you next week on Friday at 3 o'clock. Again, if you have suggestions or you want to see some topic covered, give me a call. I mean, send me an email at lmcinty@hometeam.com. Check out my website at hometeam.com if you're looking for a home inspector. You can type in North Jersey and you'll find me. Our home team is a national company, but we're independently owned in almost all the states. There's a couple here in New Jersey, and I cover the four counties up north here, Hunterdon, Morris, Warren, and Somerset. So if you're looking for a home inspector or you have any questions, feel free to look me up and call the number, and they'll get to me, and I'll call you back. I do have Jennifer will answer the phone, and she'll take your name and number, and I'll get back to you. Yeah, 36. And we'll go from there.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department reports that U.S. economy added 304,000 jobs in January, smashing through expectations for 165,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4%. Meanwhile, the labor force participation rate came in at 63.2%. Former Reagan economics advisor Art Laffer tells Fox News these numbers are good news.
But it's just great numbers. Wage growth over the past year, as Kevin Hassett said, is going to be there. And sure enough, there it is. I mean, all of these numbers, participation rate over the past year, employment to population, all are increasing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. is pulling out of a treaty with Russia that's been the centerpiece of arms control since the Cold War. And at the White House, President Trump is hosting a meeting on human trafficking. Trump has called human trafficking a serious problem at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? And want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Another Democrat enters the race for the White House, and the White House reacts. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
U.S. Senate Democrat from New Jersey, Cory Booker, saying he made his announcement with an online video on the 1st of February to mark the beginning of Black History Month.
We can build a country where no one is forgotten, no one is left behind, where we see the faces of our leaders on television and feel pride, not shame.
Advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says she'd like to ask Booker.
And what exactly have you accomplished that qualifies you to be the commander-in-chief?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warm weather is on the horizon for much of the Midwest, with temperatures expected to be around 40 degrees, if not warmer, in Chicago on Saturday and Sunday. But we're finding out now that 21 people did die during the very cold temperatures earlier this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The New England Patriots have won 5 Super Bowls and 10 AFC championships under owner Robert Kraft. Kraft was on Fox News sharing some of his memories of this unbelievable run the Patriots have had.
Well, I think about what it was like 17 years ago to the day on Sunday, February 3rd. We were the largest underdogs in the history of the Super Bowl.
Taking on the St. Louis Rams.
We're taking on the exact same franchise. And, you know, no one gave us a chance, and it came through. So I never take it for granted. The good news is when you practice well, at least you're in a position